This is the Bulldog Social Studies Podcast. I'm the host, Quinn Dempsey, and I'm here today with Harriet Tubman, Sarah Grimke, and William Lloyd Garrison. Before we talk to these activists, I'll start with the story of John Brown. John Brown was born in Torrington, Connecticut on May 9, 1800. His family had very extreme anti-slavery views. John Brown supported the abolitionist movement by becoming a conductor on the Underground Railroad while in Kansas. He led his two sons, Pottawatomie Creek on May 24, 1856. The men dragged five Southern men out of their homes and massacred them. Brown then traveled to New England to raise money to bring his slavery movement to the South. In 1859, Brown rented a farmhouse near Harper's Ferry, where John Brown trained 21 men to capture the Harper's Ferry arsenal. On October 16, 1859, John Brown and his men raided Harper's Ferry. Unfortunately, nothing went as planned. Slaves around the area never joined, and U.S. Marines under Robert E. Lee put down the raid, killing and capturing most of the men. On December 2nd, John Brown was hung. Now, I will talk to Harriet Tubman about her outstanding leadership roles during the rise of slavery and her acts to rescue slaves. Harriet, tell me about yourself.
I was born into slavery on the eastern shore of Maryland in 1822. My name at birth was Araminta Ross. I later changed my name to Harriet Tubman after marriage to John Tubman in 1844. I escaped 5 years later when my master died and I was supposed to be sold. I made it my ascension to rescue my friends and family to freedom.
What was one of your biggest problems while being an abolitionist and how you came to be what you are today?
I think one of my biggest problems was when I was rescuing the enslaved. They wouldn't follow my orders or always having to remember the way to go when rescuing these enslaved people.
What was the journey like working your way up to being an abolitionist?
Well, during the Civil War, I served in the United States Army as a spy, scout, nurse, and cook. I was working with Major General David Hunter, and I soon began spying and scouting behind Confederate lines. I then, in 1863, joined Colonel James Montgomery and his 2nd South Carolina Infantry, which was a lot of emancipated slaves. We had an assault on several plantations along the Cambaughee River.
How do you think your actions impacted the abolitionist movement?
Well, I think my actions during and after the American Civil War, I had shown a great amount of bravery and commitment. Also, leading hundreds of enslaved people to freedom in the North using the Underground Railroad really made an impact on the slaves whose lives I've saved.
How do you think you'll be remembered in history, and how do you think it'll affect those who want to make a difference in their life?
I think my movements using the Underground Railroad and my acts during the Civil War will show anyone who wants to make a difference in their life that they can, and under any circumstances will not be afraid because they know they can make a change. The way people will learn about how us abolitionists went out of our ways to make sure slaves are free. I think it will also light a spark in those who want to do something but don't have the desire to do it.
Now we are going to be talking to Sarah Grimke. Hello, Sarah. Tell me about yourself before we start.
Hi, I'm Sarah Moore Grimke, and I'm an abolitionist, author, and feminist born in South Carolina. My sister Angelina and I were the first women ever to testify on the issue of rights for colored people. My sister and I have worked together to build a long-lasting legacy.
What do you think was one of your biggest achievements in the abolitionist movement?
I think one of my biggest achievements was when Angelina and I went to our first anti-slavery convention because it helped us gain confidence to speak out more about anti-slavery.
Was it hard to focus on two different topics at once?
I've written lots of papers about both topics that have gained me popularity around the area, so I think I've done a good job on focusing on both.
What do you think you want to be remembered for, and what do you want your legacy to be?
I want people to remember me as an abolitionist and a feminist who changed how people see others. And I want my legacy to be that women and people of color matter and deserve rights.
Now we're going to bring in William Lloyd Garrison. Why don't you tell me a little about yourself and your background?
Hey, Quinn. I'm the writer and editor of the famous paper, The Liberator.
What were some of your struggles and or hurdles you had when writing this paper?
Well, this wasn't my first attempt at writing a famous paper. My first newspaper is the Newburyport Free Press. It completely flopped.
What is one of the biggest inspirations that made you start writing?
Abraham Lincoln, like, definitely. He was a big inspiration for me, and we would support each other to the end.
What do you think has been your biggest impact on the abolitionist movement?
Well, my paper talked heavily on the cruelties of slavery and I was able to tell people across the country what was going on, so hopefully we can right those wrongs.
What is your legacy that you want to be remembered for?
I'm a pretty humble guy, so I just want to be known as the guy who got information out to people so they could make their own decisions.
Thank you, William, and that'll conclude our show for today.